speaking with Mercer County State's Attorney Grace Simpson, and I know one of the major provisions of the Safety Act that was supposed to go in on New Year, go into effect New Year's Day, this ending cash bail provision, you know, a portion of that has been declared unconstitutional. I guess, can you kind of give a little reaction to this and kind of what that means?
Sure. So essentially, the court found that the provisions regarding the bail and the Pretrial Fairness Act were unconstitutional. The court did uphold the provisions regarding, body camera and some of those police reforms. So some of that will actually still go into effect. But this ruling stops essentially in the 65 counties that had filed suit, the abolishing cash bail is not going to go into effect in those 65 counties at this time.
And that includes Mercer County. So can you tell us the motivation behind you specifically getting involved in this matter?
Sure. After looking at some of the provisions when this Safety Act was passed, I had lots of concerns in terms of implementing it into our county. I had lots of concerns regarding how it was implemented with the large format in the wee hours of the night, not abiding by the three readings rule required in order to pass a bill. And so that was the motivation behind filing the lawsuit. I think a lot of people missed the mark here, unfortunately, and it's my job as representing the people to voice that when I think that that happened, and that's exactly what we did here. At this point, I don't think this issue is going to go away. I believe that the defendants in this matter could or intend to appeal this decision. It will go to the Supreme Court, and I think at that time we'll have some more guidance. But for now, this at least stops those provisions from being in effect while that decision is being made.